It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, sir. Let's go. What do you have?
Nothing to kill a little time today.
Well, I was going to make up a breaking news story, but I thought I'd freshen it up and give you ample time.
We should share a little bit of show news so people are ready for next week.
Yes, let's do that.
We've got a big thing going on. We've got another week where we're giving away tickets, this time to see comedian Tom Segura.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to the X next April 18th, I believe.
I think that's right, yeah.
And instead of playing the usual make Chad laugh,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make people really work.
Yeah.
Pay attention, because as everyone knows who listens to the show, there is a bumper music theme every day. People got to figure out the theme.
And so as soon as someone figures it out,
if they think they know, they got to make a call here.
They have to call.
They have to call. Yes, they have to call. And
texting's not allowed. Okay.
Got it. It has to be a phone call. What's the number here? 651-461-9226.
Mm-hmm.
When they think they've figured out the theme, they give a call, and if they're right, they win the Segura tickets for that day. So you might have to pay. It might be a very easy theme. You might know it right away.
Yeah.
You might not know it. You might not figure it out till 2:30. Who knows?
Yeah.
But this will be a week where you are not going to ask. We're not going to give it away.
Give it away.
Perhaps we'll let you know what the name of the song is once in a while. Perhaps you'll throw out a theory.
Maybe. I don't think we should give many theories out.
No, I don't think we should either, but I know you like to bend the rules on these kinds of things.
That's it. Okay, that's good.
So pay attention next week. It's every day next week. Bumper theme guest for Tom Segura tickets, who is absolutely hilarious and completely filthy.
Yeah. So you have to be prepared for that.
Yes. Yeah. Be prepared.
So if you're the person who gets upset if I say the word sex here, and what's happened in WCCO radio? Tom Segura, probably not for you.
Probably not your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
or if you're, not, you're just used to adult dialogue, then he is your guy.
Even if you are, you might cringe a little bit.
Yeah, no, there's that's a little right. bit. Yeah, there is a little bit.
Well,
you're eating into your own time, not me.
Well, it's for the people. It's always for the people, kind of like this entire segment. We're going to go back to the links for a minute.
And, will I have a prominent politician reach out to me as a prominent politician did last weekend, enjoying one of the comments that you made?
Well, I assume instead of podcasting as prominent politician was last weekend, I assume prominent politician is listening live because you don't.
Could be.
You know, I mean, to get it live, it's better. It's better.
That'll help our podcasting numbers. Yeah, don't listen to podcasts because it's better live.
Who says you can't listen twice, Chad?
A lot of people do that. Nine times, I'm sure.
Let's talk about the
links.
The end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the end of overtime.
Yeah. I ripped Rhianna Stewart.
Well, I don't think you maybe were quite harsh. I think you're a kid gloving it a little bit.
Okay.
We talk about the great all-time GOATs, and I don't mean the good sense of GOAT. I mean the Bill Buckners, the Matt Ryan and the Falcons, the Greg Norman, John Vandevelds, the all-time meltdowns in championship games or series. To miss, first of all, to be considered one of the very best in the league you play in.
Which she has been from the moment she arrived.
Yes. And to miss what absolutely would have been a game-winning free throw.
Yep. Second left.
And then the layup that would send it to a double overtime and miss it as badly as you did.
I mean, honestly.
To clank it off the backboard so hard it can't even get the rim. That's absolutely, if the Liberty don't come back and win this series, that's Mount Rushmore of GOAT performances in my book for sports.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong, but I don't want to back away completely because it's game one, right? So let's just put this in perspective, NBA. So Stewart is either the second or third best player in the game right now. So that's Luka, that's Giannis, game one, screwing up that bad. Now that's seven-game series. You can't make it completely apples, apples, oranges, oranges. So to me, it's not the shark blowing the Masters when he'd already blown so many other events. It's not Buckner because it's game six of the series. But this is the dichotomy of, as the WNBA continues to get more and more attention, you know what else comes with attention? Criticism.
Yeah.
Scrutiny. So occasionally when this pops up and it's full blast on a star player because she's a star player for screwing up. It's like, oh, no, no, no. And you're like, no, 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 no. Because Cheryl Reeve is a master at this, is a master at this. She is always wanting more coverage and then publicly and privately is complaining about it incessantly if she doesn't like it. And by the way, Cheryl, you've won four, might be about to win five. Most of us have been pretty flattering. So you got to take all of it. And the layup is worse than the free throw for me because it was just, I mean, it didn't even come close.
Yeah. If this is Durant or Ant or, you know, they're getting crushed. Stephen A. is still screaming on First Take and they've been off the air for hours.
Yeah. No, it's fair. It's not up to the level of some of those you mentioned, but in other sports, take your pick when it's something that Stewart does all the time. And I get it's not all the time. Game one, it's not all the time with players on your side. But she wasn't going through any of it at this point. When Collier took the chance and made a rare defensive move that didn't work out perfectly, it was right in front of her, and she blew it.
So as I am sports viewing last night, as many of us were.
A lot.
Scrolling through the X, the Twitter. Seeing a lot on the Lynx, a lot on the Wild.
You could have come out of my haircut, but you never did.
Frankly, I don't think it's that good. a lot still on the Twins and the poll ads. I came across a post from your friend and mine, our guy Judd Zolgad.
Yeah, sure.
Judd Zolgad. He was clearly watching.
Sports Dad.
Sports Dad, that's right. Watching the Wild opener clearly, and he decided it was time to let the world know that the Wild had, quote, fallen asleep in the second period and had, another quote, no jump. So you're telling me, Judd, that a team which knows very well how they underperformed expectations last year in their season opener in front of the home fans.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
In just the second period of the season, in what at the time was a tie game, is late to a couple loose pucks because they're not showing effort or they've got the tired legs.
It. You got the right words there. That's it.
Yeah. And I'm not ripping just Judd here. He just happened to be the one example.
We both love him. Right?
Yeah. He's clownish sometimes, but not he's not the only one here.
Yeah.
He's far from the only offender related to hockey analysis.
Yes, thank you.
Here's the thing about hockey.
Thank you.
Nobody, even those employed by teams, know how to analyze it. And anyone who says they do and resorts to talking about effort and jump 90% of the time when a team's struggling, they are only proving what of a fraud they are.
Am I wrong?
Okay, there's 20%. Now, there's 30% of hockey folks who are really good who can't analyze, but there's no sport on the planet that compares with the NHL on effort and juice and want to. It is incessant. It is just incessant.
You were talking about a point in the game last night where the forward lines had
second period they played all year.
They had skated a total of like 7 minutes?
Yeah, defensemen maybe a little bit more. But yeah. No, you're right. It is such a crutch, such a fallback. Like, we don't hear that with basketball. We don't hear it with baseball. We don't hear football. But do we hear it from some of the diehard fans? Yes. But, man, in hockey analysis, we love the effort, man. We love to talk about the effort. And, by the way, the players use it, too. The coaches use it, too. The general managers use it, too.
That's why I'm sticking to it. Nobody knows how to analyze.
We're obsessed with effort. And, by the way, obviously that sport does look good in the playoffs later. There's no denying that. How many hockey games are you watching in the NHL where you're saying, oh, they don't even care? No, stop. Let's dissect the strategy a little bit more than the obsession with effort. I want you to be the leader of that.
Yeah.
You get it done.
X's and O's?
Yeah, get it done.
The all 12?
Yes. 47 past 2. More of Am I Wrong? You can chime in at any point, too. 651-461-9226. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did I miss She's Gone? Was I not paying attention?
I don't think I played She's Gone.
Wow. Celebrating Daryl Hall, 78. We don't play his best song ever.
It's your opinion.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not what Spotify says.
Well, I know you. You always believe what the masses tell you, Dave Arrigan.
Well, I just know that one song among their catalog has well over a billion listens, and it ain't Sarah Smile, it ain't She's Gone.
No accounting for taste. Linus Construction Time Check is 253. It's time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Mr. DeRush is here. I've got low power on my Mac. Very disappointed by that.
Ooh. Thought you were going to say you had low T or something.
Powerful T.
Okay.
Over the top T.
Right.
Double T.
Is he wrong?
Yeah, exactly. What do we got? I kind of like this shirt here.
It's like a sweater, polo sweater.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing right
Combo
now.
Combo sweater texture there? Shirt.
I tucked it in today. I don't know.
Do you tuck that shirt in?
Sometimes no. Usually no. Today I tuck.
Tuck?
I don't know.
Why? Tuck or untuck?
I'd go untuck on that one.
I think that's an untuck.
Looks good on you, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's next?
Well, you said you talked about taste. I've got one food-related. Let's go with that.
Let's go.
You saw the story I did a couple days ago about U of M students now able to get deliveries by one of those little kind of cooler-shaped with wheels robots.
About time. Everybody else has had it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. They're rolling all around L.A. where all the cool people live. I don't understand the popularity of any food delivery service, whether it be that thing, Grubhub, your Uber Eats. How are we okay as a society with companies that make our food cost more, take money from the restaurants we're ordering from, and don't care about maintaining the integrity of the meal that we want to enjoy. I don't get it. Life was better in America when if you wanted delivery, you're getting pizza. That's what you're getting delivered because there weren't any other options. If you wanted to get takeout, you had to go get it.
Has the car rattled you too? I mean, I'm trying to think. The internet? What else is...
The car? No, I would use that to go pick up my own food and not be lazy, Chad, because that's what this indicates. Laziness, okay. Poor skills with money, and no accounting for the taste of your own food.
Am I wrong?
Well, here's Mr. Food. Go ahead.
I never get food delivered.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's a foodie.
Yeah, he cares about what he's eating.
I am astonished that people are cool with, like, a burger that was, you know, hot 20 minutes ago.
And some soggy fries to go with it.
But
sounds great.
I was interviewing Jill from the 5-8 Club yesterday, which you can find on the Drive Time with DeRusha podcast.
Very nice plug.
And I asked her, I asked her exactly.
Jack Minnesota Monthly wasn't mentioned also.
They don't pay me enough. Yeah. So, what your question I asked her.
Dave, I think you forgot your
what's
name.
What's your
for
name?
A second.
Bob, Tom,
hey, and Jill. Minion. Jill said that young people are ready for the delivery. They got their air fryer ready to go, so they take the soggy fries.
They bring it back to life.
Bring it back to life, and off they go.
So, I'm not on it's one idiotic. Of these sites. Now, where do you stand on picking up food, and then maybe it's a 20-minute drive
taking
home?
Taking it home. Ooh.
I think
question.
That would be a little bit
takeout.
Better because...
Are you a takeout guy?
I'm absolutely a takeout guy.
Occasionally, I
You just
I
don't like
order.
Dealing with the throngs of adoring fans when you're at a restaurant?
Listen,
just too much?
I mean, they can touch the garment a couple of times.
I get
that's it. You know?
You don't get food delivered, do you?
I don't.
But the kids do.
Michael does.
Yeah.
When Griff was still there,
he did. It's so expensive. It's crazy.
Also, in Plymouth, we don't have enough good options.
I know, yeah. Same in Maple Grove.
Honestly.
What are we getting delivered?
I mean, I can drive to Chick-fil-A.
But people get like Wendy's and McDonald's delivered.
Yeah. Oh, Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Michael's fully capable of that. Michael and I have a heart to heart. Hey, you know where that Culver's is right over there? It's, you could walk there. Yeah.
I agree with you, whatever your name
sounds
is.
Sounds like Chad does, too, even though he started by ripping me.
Well, I thought you were including takeout, and I think you still are a little bit on takeout.
No, I think if you're doing it yourself, you're going to pick up your own food, A, you can time it better.
It's the laziness.
And
that
you have more
you.
Control over it.
Is it the laziness?
It's the laziness. It's the paying extra, yeah.
So in other words, you don't want other people employed. You want to decide who gets employed in America. Is that what I have here?
If I'm buying food, I want the money to go to the restaurant, number one.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well.
Dave Harrigan to the middle class and dead to me. Get a better job. That's what he's saying. Card to Sharks later today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.